Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way social worker. And yes, I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E. Thank you so much for subscribing, for coming to listen, to come just to get you a word on today. Now, you know, it's May, and May is Mental Health Month. And I think a lot of times we don't, and I say we forget to protect our mental health. We let people, we let situations, and we let things wreak and run havoc. But I come today to encourage you, protect your mental health, and also to give you a word. You are enough. You are enough. And I think a lot of times we go through things in life and we are dealing with people and things in life, and sometimes we forget who we are. We're doing this series, and the series that we're doing is knowing our identity in Christ and knowing who we are. And so sometimes situations happen and we forget that we are forgiven, we are loved, we are redeemed. You know, we just forget our identity, and our mental health starts to get cracks in the foundation. And we have to stand and we have to decree and declare, hey, I know who I am. So I just come today just to encourage you and give you a word. And like I said, there are some new things popping on the podcast. I'm super excited about it, y'all. So y'all make sure that you are subscribing and please comment on the podcast. You know, word of mouth. When people read reviews, that's what they look at. So please post me, continue to post me on your social media. Continue to send requests or continue to, you know, share the podcast with people. But I just want to let you know that you are enough. You are enough. Because sometimes you discredit or you devalue yourself because of what's going on or what you're dealing with, but you are enough. And I want you to understand that you don't need to believe the lies of the enemy. Quit it. Be it for your relationship, be it for your children, be it for your employment, be it for your life. You don't need to believe the lies of the enemy. You are enough. You are enough. And I can't stress that enough. This word is coming for you. You are enough. Quit thinking that you're less. You know, I got up the other morning, and as I was going in the bathroom, you know, to brush my teeth and wash my face, the Holy Ghost said, quit living below what you are called to be. Quit thinking less than what you are. Quit thinking that you deserve less when actually you deserve more. I mean, that was all the rest of it, but he just said to me, quit thinking below what you are called to be. So I'm saying that to you. And I know sometimes it seems like things are not turning around for you. And sometimes it feels as though you've been on this same road for X amount of days, weeks, months, or years. But quit thinking below what you're worthy of. And quit believing the lies of the enemy when it comes to your relationships. Oh, you ain't gonna never get nobody. Or your husband ain't gonna never act right. Or your wife, she gonna, baby child, please. Them people ain't gonna never give you a raise. Them people ain't gonna never promote you. Shut up. Quit it. Stop it. You are enough. This is a mental note. We're talking about mental health because it's Mental Health Month. So we're talking about, this is a mental note. Make this note. and create your own space. Quit saying, oh, they won't let me, or I can't because they don't matter. Create your own space. Whatever it is you want to do, wherever it is you want to be, wherever it is you want to go, create it yourself. You know, I've learned that if nobody wants to go out and eat with me, oh, Tyra, go and eat. You don't want to travel with me? Oh, I'm going to travel. Create your own space. Your mental health depends on it. Your mental health depends on you taking care of you and focusing on you, and not that man, not that woman, not that job, not them children, but focusing on you to make sure that you are in alignment. And let me tell you this, learn to seek connection, not validation. And see, people sometimes, they want people to validate who they are, validate, you know, what they bring to the table, validate what they're able to do. And I'm talking about this in relationships. And y'all know I'm big on relationships. But seek a connection. Everybody, I've said it before, everybody is not privy to be in my circle. Not that I think I'm better. Not that I'm prideful. I just know what's on the inside of me. And I just know that if I fraternize or allow, it's almost like, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hey, I don't know, it'd just be a movie, but how this nice community, nice upstanding community, and they started to let any and everybody move in. Well, the people that they were letting move in, child, they didn't have the same values. They didn't have the same morals. They didn't have the same mindset as the people that were already in the community. So guess what happened? Child, that community went to pot. So I said that to say, seek connection, not validation. Because sometimes people will validate you or they won't validate you because they know who you are. You can use that interchangeably. But when you connect, mindsets are alike. You see something in that person that you aspire, or you see something in that place or that employment that you can identify with. Your mental health depends on it. And let me tell you another thing. No amount of attention will be enough. No amount of attention would be enough unless you validate and love yourself. I don't care who gives it to you. I don't care how much they praise you. I don't care how much they, oh, baby, none will never be enough. The word of God, and I ain't gave y'all none in a long time, but it says the eyes of man are never satisfied. They always want. That's the word of God. So no amount of attention will ever be enough for you unless you are able to validate and love yourself. Your mental health depends on it. Your mental health depends on it. You know, people crave attention. You know, I'm in a season right now where God is saying, sit down, be quiet. You know, sometimes we feel as though if we're not heard, we're not seen. But sometimes God will sit us down in a season. Listen to me. Sometimes God will sit us down in a season to help us get our mind right. Sometimes God will sit us down in a season to help us to reevaluate our lives. Sometimes God will sit us down and he will hide us because it's not time for us to be seen. You have to realize for your mental health that if they don't see you, they're not for you. If they don't see you, they're not for you. And not seeing you is not a bad thing. Your mental health depends on it. If too many people start seeing you, baby, you're going to start running low. So I'm saying to you, your mental health depends on it. You are enough. Stop believing the lies of the enemy. Learn how to create your own space. This season, seek connections and not validation. And no amount of attention will be enough unless you have the ability to validate yourself and love yourself. You know, we look for people to do that for us. And if we married, we look for our spouses to do that. That's not their job. Joy comes from the inside. Happiness is the outside. Joy is from the inside. So we have to love ourselves enough to say, hey, I matter. Hey, I'm important. Hey, I'm enough. And if they don't see you, they're not for you. Let them pass by. I done been in the store a lot of times. And I know I've seen people and they know me. Child, I look at them, you know, and wait for them to say something. Child, them people walk past me like they know who I was. I said, duly noted. That's a mental note. Baby, I'm not chasing nobody. Nobody for conversation. I don't chase. I just don't do it. You know, and at the age I am now, God is teaching me that all company ain't good company. You know, and sometimes some long time in company has to be exited, shut out, shut down. I'm just talking what I'm talking now. And I want you to understand, even now, surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Now, I'm not saying that validate you, you know, that you wait on the validation of these people. That's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is surround yourself with positive people. Negativity, there is no space for it in this season of your life. Negative comments, negative Nancy's, negative Ned's. Baby, don't, no. This not the season for that. Now, we've talked about a whole lot of things. We've talked about trauma. We've talked about healing. We've talked about, you know, past hurt. Baby, this ain't the season for that. This ain't that. This not this time. So I'm just saying to you that your mental health is important. And it's up to you, not nobody else. It's up to you to make sure that it's intact, to make sure that you are putting in the work, to make sure that you protect your mental health. Because I'm telling you, when your mental health starts to decline, I gave a talk once and it was talking about how, you know, people don't understand that mental health and mental illnesses are two different things. Mental health and mental illness are two different things. But how you take care of your mental health it gives signs to your mental illnesses. It gives way to your mental illnesses. So you have to make sure that your mental health is intact. Because if it's not, that's where anxiety, mental illness, depression, mental illness, bipolar, mental illness. That's saying that you did not do what needed to be done to protect yourself in order to. And let me tell you something. We have to learn to bind these spirits. I don't care if grandmama dealt with it, your mama dealt with it, your brother dealt with it. They dealt with it. God has given you enough sense to see and to examine how they lived or what they dealt with or what they did not deal with that has brought them to the place that they are now. So I'm saying to you, keep your mental health in check. You are enough. Quit going around the bush in your head. Am I good enough? Am I not good enough? And do they like me? Who cares? Do you like you? That's all that matters. And if you don't like yourself, you need to, what is it about me that I don't like? And then you start taking corrective action and you start changing, making the changes that need to be changed. You see what I'm saying? I'm just talking what I'm talking today. Lord, God is good. God is good. I'm just here today just to encourage you, just to lift you up, just to give you a word, you know, just to empower you. That's your dose of vitamin E, education, empowerment, and encouragement. That's what this podcast is about. Real talk, real people, real situation, real circumstances. just real stuff, you know, and just have a casual conversation. I thank my coach. I thank him for his comments. He says we had a session, and then after the session, he listened to the podcast, and he said it just sounded like it was a continuation of our conversation. It's like we just picked up where we left off at, and that's how I want to talk to my podcast family. We are family. You know, get on the line, listen to your big sister or your little sister or your daughter or your auntie or your cousin or your best friend, because that's how I want to talk to you. That's how I want to relate to you. And I thank God that he has given me that spirit to be able to. And I'm glad that you check in week after week, month after month. This podcast has been going since 2019, y'all. And I love what I do. And I'm telling y'all, I've said it before, this Step Strong is on the way. Now, you hearing this podcast, you coming, you may be new, but I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going. I ain't gonna say it's coming. It's going. It's already here. Preparation. Preparation is what it is. So today, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they want to see how you maintain it when they know, child, your mental health is but let them know, baby, I went and got me this podcast. I done listened to it. I know I'm enough. I don't believe the lies of the enemy. I create space for myself. I don't seek connection. Baby, I'm just saying, you got to start saying this stuff. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and persevere. And remember to trust God. Talk to God. Seek his face. And I'm telling you, whatever you have questions to, he has answers. Whatever your problem is, he has a solution. I love you all with the love of Christ. And y'all have an amazing day.